It's not so simple in Washington. Officials are trying to calibrate their public statements to the fast-changing reality on the ground in Cairo. For example, the administration has said the will of the Egyptian people should be respected, but it has not called for Mubarak to step down. Aaron David Miller was a Middle East advisor to six secretaries of state. He says U.S. officials are juggling three balls.
They got them all up in the air. Number one, try to identify with the forces of political change, peaceful change, so they don't earn the undying animosity of the Egyptian people in the event the Mubarak government is forcefully moved from office. Second, not trying to make the United States the central part of the story, because we're not. This is a story that is driven primarily by indigenous change. And three, because they don't know the fate, not just of Mubarak, but the military and intelligence elites. They don't want to throw them under the bus, so they're juggling. These three balls are now up in the air. It's an impossible situation, and so far, they're managing them quite well.
Well, how justified, then, is this criticism that the administration is behind the curve?
I think it's justified because in the beginning, the secretary and president's comments seemed to be somehow at sea. It took them a while to find their footing, but I really do believe they have at their command now a fair sense of how at least they want to position themselves as the crisis unfolds. There are no good options. This is not going to lead to a Ferdinand Marcos negotiated middle-of-the-night departure as a consequence of American pressure. At some point, they may decide to escalate privately and make it unmistakably clear to Mubarak that there's no option other than his stepping down, and that time could come sooner, given the situation in the streets. But right now, it's simply too muddy to make a prediction.
I mean, given the pushes for democracy around the world, and specifically in the Middle East, what are the arguments for the White House not pushing out ahead of the curve and trying to shape events by either rallying, you know, behind President Mubarak or pushing him to go?
Well, rallying behind Mubarak would not be a wise course of action. And identifying with a set of protesters whose intentions may be good, but whose cause may well be hijacked by events down in the street, their own lack of cohesion, there's simply too much uncertainty here. You're talking about an American ally who has served American interests well over the course of a 30-year period, a repressive authoritarian regime whose policies have provoked tremendous rage and anger. The question is, how do you balance those two realities? And right now, the administration, I don't think, has a clue, as with any honest person right now, about ultimately what or who is going to govern Egypt. And in that kind of situation, you have to be extremely careful before you commit yourself, because once you commit, you lose leverage over the other parts of the equation. And right now, I would argue, if I were in charge, and I'm certainly glad I'm not, or providing advice, that's the case that I would be making.
Now, as we just heard, there's a lot of concern about what's going on in Egypt right now, just to the east in Israel. So I'm wondering, how much is that going to kind of complicate the White House's own policy? You know, that it's now got to form its Egypt policy. Could that Egypt policy somehow get hijacked around its concerns over Middle East peace?
Well, you can put Middle East peace on the back burner for quite a while now, because no Arab government right now, let alone the Egyptian government, or certainly the government of Israel, is going to be willing or able to make concessions in a period and circumstances of such instability. I mean, the Israelis will argue that we're watching the collapse, potentially, of its most important peace partner, Egypt. And one final point. The reality is whatever polity emerges in Egypt, because it's going to be much more responsive to public opinion and constituent pressure, is going to be much more critical of the United States and of Israel.
Aaron David Miller, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome, Michael. Thanks for the call.